What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Wednesday, the 8th of July. Hope you're well and you've had a great day. My day just got a little bit shitter when I've just realised I've deleted the whole of this podcast that I've done already once before. The whole of it. Literally. I was like, right, that's good. That was a good one. And I accidentally pressed delete and wiped it off the camera. So unfortunately, I'm having to do it all over again. A very lackluster account this time, because to be honest with you, I can't be bothered, but I am ever the professional. I'm ever the unprofessional professional. And where there's an audience, even though there's only about two here, I have to do my duty and come up with the goods. But the goods are not going to be that good, so I'm warning you. Let's roll with it anyway, because I've got plenty of places to be, and this wasn't very good in the first place anyway, if I'm honest. I tell you what, though, I did send a parcel today. I mentioned it the other week. I sent a parcel to America the other week. First, I sent it. It was urgent parcel. The guy bought this stuff off me, and it meant to go to an art show over there. So it was urgent. It had to be there, like, in quick time. So I sent it. 4 days later, it had been delivered back to my front door because I'd put the wrong information on the customs labels. Not my fault, it was the delivery company's fault. So they sent me the right paperwork after a lot of messing about. So I put it all over the parcel, sent it off again. Now it's like a week and a half late. Sent it off again. 3 days later, I opened my front door. The parcel was there at my front door. No knock at the door, they just dumped it outside the front door. So again, the wrong customs label. I was like, what the fuck? So I mentioned it to the delivery company. They said, I'm sorry, that wasn't our fault. You're going to have to pay the whole shipping charge again, which was about 80 quid. I was like, you're fucking joking. It was your fault. I put all the paperwork you told me, you sent me to put on there. And I wasn't having it. Anyway, long story short, I went to the manager. She agreed with me and said, yeah, we've done it wrong, so we'll send the parcel for you ASAP. But this dragged on like for another 4 or 5 days. So good job the guy didn't get in touch and say he wanted his money back, because I'd have just said, I haven't got it. I'd have said it was at the airport. It's nothing to do with me. It's still there. Like, but I think the delivery, if he'd have checked it online with the tracking, it would have said it would come back and he might have asked for his money back. Anyway, my point was, I sent another parcel today. I'd used a different company, FedEx. And honest to God, no word of a lie, I just filled out all the details and said I was going to, you know, went bought the postage and whatever. Clicked OK and printed off the printing label, or the label for the parcel. And there was a knock at the door. I went down to the door, opened the door, and there was a FedEx guy there. And he went, I've come to pick up a parcel. I was like, you're fucking joking. I've literally just pressed the button on my printer to print off the label that I've just filled out on the computer. And it was there within 10 minutes, literally, of me booking the job online. That is a service hard to beat. I mean, I've had a lot of fucking run-ins with FedEx in the past, but that was pretty hard to beat. The guy was at my door 10 minutes after booking it, so that was fucking happy days, because there's nothing worse than waiting in all day for a courier that doesn't turn up. I've done that when they've done the delivery slot 9 till 5, and then they don't fucking turn up, and you ring them and they go, oh no, we didn't have it for today, it's for tomorrow, 9 till 5. And you're like, oh, you fucking arseholes. Anyway, let's move on. I've killed a bit of time then. That's a bit of something new for me to say, because the rest of this I've said already. But anyway, the big news of the day, and put your fingers in your ears if you don't like smut, but the big news of the day is Amber Heard shitting in Johnny Depp's bed. Well, shitting in both their beds, because they were married at the time. But she shit in the marital bed on his side. And I thought, that's got to be bullshit, because they're in court at the moment, aren't they? In some like to and fro shit slinging match, literally. You know, about their fucking abusive relationship or whatever the fuck it was. But he said, and I thought, like, you know, they're sending, like, some of the stuff can't be true, maybe, like, it's slanderous comments, but he said that, and I thought, that can't be true. But then she responded by saying, I did it for a joke. I thought, fuck, it is true. She did shit in his bed. I can't get that image out of my head now, because she's quite a pretty lady, but to imagine her shitting, you know, crouching over, you know, in anybody's bed. I think I'd kick whoever it was out of the house, even if it was their house and I was at their house, they'd have to be kicked out of the house for doing that. That ain't funny. There's nothing funny about that. She said I only did it for a joke. There's no way he's going to find that funny. I bet she thought he was pissed out of his head, out of his brains, and he was just going to get into bed and just lay straight on it. But he said that was the catalyst for the divorce, and rightly so. But anyway, there's pretty much more to come from that because it sounds quite a big vocal slanging match that's going on in court. He did say one of them, there's a video of him slamming cupboard doors, and the Sun newspaper, who was took to court, have said, well, doesn't that show you to be violent? He says, well, it shows me to be violent with cupboards. Doesn't show me to be violent with my wife. And at the same time, he poured himself a pint of red wine. A pint. It would have been better if he'd have put... and it was for breakfast. So it showed that the guy likes to enjoy himself no matter what time of day it was. It is. It would have been better if he'd have poured it all over his cornflakes or something. That would have been fucking a pretty slick move. But anyway, so more to come from that, I'm sure. Whether I'll talk about it or not, I don't know. Unless they're going to be shitting in the fridge and whatever else that I find amusing. Anyway, speaking of other crazy couples, there's a couple here who literally ransacked their neighbour's house. The neighbour who lives opposite. They broke into their house and robbed everything. Not just fucking a few things. They took everything out of the house. Even the cutlery. Every single thing that was in the house, they took it. They did a removal job and moved it straight into their house to kit out there, to furnish their house, because they had no furniture and everything. So they took everything that was in that house and put it in there. That's got to be the most brazenest thing you could ever fucking imagine doing. And the reason they got caught is because they were selling some of it online, and the neighbour whose stuff it was saw it online, realised who they were, and was like, that's my fucking stuff. Anyway, they got fucking nicked, and they got 5 years for it. So now they're in prison. You can imagine they're like human magpies. You can imagine them in the cell, looking at the cell opposite, and where somebody goes off to their hours exercise or whatever. Next thing you know, they're in there taking their... There ain't much to take, is there, in a cell, but the blanket, the TV, the book, and the toothbrush. That's probably about all there is. So they're fucking... Anyway, they're where they fucking belong. Anyway, there's nothing worse than burglaries. Well, there's a lot worse, but it's a fucking horrible thing. And to take... Imagine that, coming home to finding nothing, not even a single thing in your house. You'd be like scratching your head. You're going, have I moved house? Have I moved home? I'm sure I didn't. And either that, or you'd be thinking your fucking wife's took off on you if you're married, or your girlfriend's come round and shat in your bed and decided to take all the furniture and the bed just for fucking the fun of it. I'm referring to the Johnny Depp story earlier, if you've only just joined me. Anyway, I'm not talking about shitting in the bed anymore. Check it out. If you want to know what I'm talking about, check out the Johnny Depp court case. Anyway, I'll tell you what, somebody who's looking very, 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 very well for his age, Kevin Bacon. Guess how old he is? Well, you can't respond. I'm going to tell you, 62. He's fucking 62 today. That guy doesn't look a day over 50, surely. Not to me, anyway. He looks fit, and I'm not attracted to him, but I am attracted to him now. I think he looks great for his age. I've seen people who are fucking look in their 40s who look 10 times worse than he does. So I'm going to have to check out what his fitness regime is. Fitness regime, or his dietary requirements, because that guy looks fucking great. And I haven't seen him in any films for ages, so maybe he's just literally sitting down and not moving a muscle just to preserve his Kevin Bacon-ness from 20 years ago. He's not moving a muscle, and he's got to use some good bloody creams, I know that. He's got a lot of money, so I imagine that helps. There's not much stress. Not much stress when you've got a lot of money, because you haven't got to work, have you? You can choose not to work, you just got to get depressed from not fucking having any work. Otherwise, you ain't got to work. I mean, I'm in a position where I have to fucking get up and think, where the fuck am I going to get some money from today? Because there's people knocking at my door asking for money. I'll tell you what, if that FedEx comes, that FedEx parcel guy is very, very high up in my books at the moment. If he turns up in 3 days' time with that fucking parcel back, I'll tell you what, I'll be... I'll be very much thinking about shitting in his bed because I won't be very happy about it, let's put it that way. And again, I'm referring to the Johnny Depp story. Right, let's move on to the con man. This guy needs to have fucking somebody shit in his bed. There's a con man who cheated two women out of £200,000 after promising to marry them. He promised to marry them, befriended them, or made them fall in love with them, and then fucking talked them out of selling their houses and taking £200,000 off them. He's got sent to 2 years, and those people who burgled the house got 5 years for that. He should have got fucking double that. Sure, he should have got a lot more than that. Hopefully, she knows somebody in the prison who's big and fucking... Or the story gets around what a fucking arsehole he is to women, and somebody's decided to treat him like a woman for the next few years while he's in there. And, you know, abuse him for a fucking... He's just abused women, really. So maybe somebody in there should, like, you know... Even though they're not gay, they're just going to shag him for 2 years just to fucking put him in his place. And also make him come up with the money, because he's got it probably squirreled away somewhere, because sometimes they don't get the money back, do they? There's people like that out there. Don't be vulnerable. Don't fall for any... Even if you're fucking in love with anybody, if you're totally in love and they ask you for money, say no, fuck off, you got your own money. That's the best way to deal with that. Anybody like who's asking you, can you just lend us 10 grand? I know we're madly, deeply and utterly in love, but could you borrow me 10 grand? You got no fucking chance. Straight away now, I've smelt a rat. So you are now on my watch list, believe it or not. And if you don't watch it, I'm going to fucking shit in your side of the bed. Because I'm that kind of girl. I used the buggly eyes all the way through the podcast the other day. Now I'm shitting in the bed all the way through all these stories. So I'm trying to make it entertaining for me, because I've recorded it once already. As you can see, my voice is going now because I've talked. Even though none of it's of any interest to you. Right, creepy crawlies play dead to frustrate predators. They freeze and they hold it until like the predator disappears, and then they can start to scurry off again. The reason I pulled it out is because a spider did it to me in the fucking garage where I was trying to pull some stuff out. Where I keep my stuff is in like an old barn. And I was looking for something that was right at the back. So, of course, it's full of bloody spiders and dead carcasses of fucking lice that have been eaten by spiders. Loads of cobwebs, loads of horrible shit like that. And anyway, so I was trying to move anything, all of it out of this box. And there was a spider that was upside down with his legs all crossed over each other. So I went to grab him because, obviously, he looks dead. But he wasn't, wasn't he? And he jumped up. He jumped up, span around on my hand into his normal position, and then fucking ran off my hand into the darkness. And it was a big bastard, and I like fell backwards. I shit myself. I didn't shit the bed, but I was pretty scared, and it ran off into the darkness. So now he's going to be hunting for me because he thinks I've tried to kill it. So I'm going to have to be careful now, because one day he's going to drop down in front of my face on a piece of string and kick me in the nose with all of its 8 legs, one at a time, and try and get me out, because that's his domain, he thinks. But it's not. It's my storage. I pay for it. Where's your fucking spider rent, if that's the case? Right, I'm going to do one more and leave it, because I think I'm getting a bit hoarse here. I need a drink. So we're going to have to call it a day and just quit while we're ahead. So I'm going to finish up on syphilis. Not my syphilis, of course. You'll be glad to know. Not that we're touching each other. But syphilis ravaged more than 1 in 5 Londoners in the late 18th century by the time they were 35. So if you think you've got it hard on the London dating scene round about now, imagine, spare a thought for those in those days when they didn't have penicillin or access to modern day medicine. They literally had to carry on trying to date, look for the one, without the secrecy of a bit of penicillin or a bit of makeup. They had to wear their syphilis all over their face, In today's times, we'd have to have a website called syphilis.com because you could only date those in kind. And I guess if you're still good looking, you might still just about get away with it. But I don't think I would with my ugly mug. I know Kevin Bacon certainly would. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there and go and find out what Kevin Bacon's been up to look so good at the age of 62. Hopefully you've enjoyed it and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.